Welcome to the Estate Professionals Mastermind Podcast, a podcast for estate professionals who earn more, work less, and make a huge difference in their communities. If you get value out of this free content, be sure to check out probatemastery.com, where you can get live classes, access to weekly coaching, and valuable courses. To learn more, visit probatemastery.com. Now let's jump into this week's content.
Welcome to our Tuesday afternoon Probate Mastery Coaching Program. This is a program related to probatemastery.com, which is a program website with coaching resources to help real estate agents and investors build their real estate practice, particularly focused on probate. And if you want to see the website, probatemastery.com, and on there, there's three different buttons. There's the free courses. I think you should always check out the free stuff and make your decisions before you spend money with any vendor. If you want to get certified, I took this program through the prior company and this one, paid for both. Definitely worth the education. And then there's additional courses as well, many of which I've taken. Definitely worth the time. And then if you want to continue the conversation, there's a Facebook group, Estate Professionals Mastermind, both that gives highlights of programs as well as referrals, questions, the continued conversation there. My name is Bill Gross. You can go to probateweekly.com and you'll see my particular program. I do an interview program every week where I interview attorneys and vendors across the country. And of course, my website can't come. There it is. If you want to register for that, feel free to put your email address in or see the audio or past episodes on YouTube. And then I have a Facebook group, Probate Weekly, where you can go in every week and participate, post your content, and love to have you do that. Again, I apologize for being late, but I guess I don't really apologize in that if I was going to give you guys any recommendation for doing business in this market today, I'm a practitioner. I make my money listing and selling property for families and attorneys. I don't just sell this product and tell you what you should do. And I think a lot of the coaches we see in real estate are coaching because they can't really sell, and then what they're doing doesn't really work. And I'm going to tell you what I do every day, and people ask me about things I don't do, and I'll tell you I don't do it for whatever reason. But I will say this, I jump on hot leads. I had a past client I sold a probate for. One of my first probate cases, actually, I want to say about 4 or 5 years ago when I first started this program, and I call them every 90 days, past clients, and I keep an email contact with them. And they called me and said, hey, my brother is in Northern California and has a property, blah, blah, blah. And it's a hot lead in the same area. And that phone call went a little late. I squeezed them in between an attorney and this phone call. So this is what I really do. This is not me telling you what you should do. This is not telling you theoretically what might work, but I'm going to share with you what I do to build my business. And I will say, in this market, whatever you think, if you're getting the success you want, keep doing it. If you have momentum, that's worth gold in today's market. If you don't yet have enough of what you want, what I'm going to suggest to you is you just need to do more and just suck it up and just know that just is what it is. Like, you have to like it. It's kind of like I'm on a swim team and our coach assigns a certain, exercises, do 4 100s and then do 450s and then 425s and different intervals and different strokes. I don't like any of it. I really don't like anything except I love how I feel when I'm done. I love the results. And the same is true with this, is that you better find a way to like what you do along the way, because you can do a lot of things that are not going to result in you getting dollars today before you start getting dollars today. You're going to talk to a lot of people. You're going to talk to a lot of consumers. You're going to talk to a lot of professionals, attorneys or vendors or whoever you talk to. And the more you talk to, the better you get at it. And I often feel like, I'll share with you guys, I enjoy my Second Amendment rights. I'm 65. I'm not as quick as I used to be. My eyesight's not so good. And so my theory with shooting guns is I usually have a lot of bullets. I figure if I have a couple 10-round magazines, I'm bound to hit the target after a couple of them. I am just bound to hit it if you shoot enough bullets. I think the same is true with marketing. That if you talk to enough people, you're bound to get enough business. And if you're not getting enough business, you probably just need to increase your business. One of my favorite coaches is Grant Cardone, 10X. And I remember going there the first time and listening to him. And I thought, oh my God, how do I do 10 times? And at that time, I was doing one video a week, and that put me in the top 1% of realtors. And I thought, how do you do 10 a week? And today, I don't even know how many I do. If you really add it all up, it's more than 15 a week. It's have a process. I keep trying to do more and be better at it. So, more and better are two of my buzzwords for the day. This is a place where you guys can bring questions, challenges, victories. You're stuck on something. Circle back, Cam. I see you there. If you want to circle back on how things are going for you, love to hear kind of the next episode in the story as you grow your business. So, and I will say one last thing is, even though I'm real successful at what I do, I need this camaraderie. I need this community for me to be what I want to be. I need you guys to push me, to hold me high standards. It forces me to push myself. And so that's why I do that. So I'm not doing this for the pay. I'm not doing this selling you guys a coaching program, though I do promote Project Mastery is a great way to learn the business and some of the individual coaching programs to learn the business. I think they're great. But I really want to sell you on the American dream. If you work hard every day and get better every day, you'll achieve your goals. So how can I help you guys? Who's got a question, problem, challenge I can help with?
Hey, what's
Hello.
up? Oh,
Hi.
ladies first, sorry.
Okay.
Gotwana
Hi.
first.
Yeah. Okay. I'm back with the same kind of situation that I had before. I have a deal that I didn't get through. I had before I got all the leads, and so is every property always does it always go to probate?
Well, okay. So when you say does every deal, would be a little more specific.
Okay, so I found this house. I did the skip trace, all that.
How'd you find the house?
I'm just driving for dollars. It's in
Got
the
it.
area where my mom stays in Oklahoma.
Okay.
So wrote the information down, skip traced, and then found it to be, they said it was in probate. Called the daughter. She was freaked out that, I had her number, yada, yada, yada. But she did say that the PR is in Arkansas, but that's all that she knew. So I came to you guys. You said, so I said, how can I find the PR? So I called the county. They don't show anything of a probate. They sent me to go to, I guess, the national registry, not national, but the Oklahoma registry. There's nothing on there.
Okay.
So my question is, does every home go to probate? Because it's a divorce situation. But we found the wife's name still to be attached, even though she's technically the ex-wife. So I'm
Okay.
not sure where I go from here.
Okay. So the property's in Oklahoma.
Yes.
The title of property is the husband and wife, or just the wife?
The husband and wife, from what we found.
And who's deceased? Which one?
The husband is deceased, or the
Okay, so
ex-husband.
the wife was on title and she's alive.
Yes.
And have you found her?
I didn't call her. I have a contact information.
Okay, does she want to sell the property?
I don't know. I
Right.
didn't call her yet.
So I don't know Oklahoma law. If anybody does, you're welcome to jump in. But in general, in most states, when there's husband and wife on title to the property and one passes, depending on how they hold title, California is very litigious in this, but depending on how the whole title, normally it just passes from the half that would go to the deceased spouse would pass to the one who survives as a general without probate. Where it goes to probate is if the husband, let's say, bought the property before he was married, or he bought it while he was he was married, but bought it, entitled it as a sole and separate property as opposed to her ownership. And in California, she'd have to sign a quitclaim deed saying, okay, I acknowledge I don't own any of it. But he dies, that would go to probate to change title from him to her. So, but if it's titled on both of them in most states, again, I'm not an attorney, but I'm giving you business advice. This is where you might want to talk to a probate attorney in Oklahoma.
Okay.
But nothing's going to happen if she doesn't want to sell the property. So you sell the property and it's, I know you told me the story. I was trying to follow some of the details. Is it occupied? Is it vacant?
Yeah, it's vacant. It's got a lockbox on it.
Has a lockbox, that means somebody's trying to sell it. So probably somebody's ahead of you on that, either representing her selling it or somebody, or it's a foreclosure or something to sell the property.
Okay. I didn't know if it would be like the bank or maybe, you know, if they
So is
still
it
own.
listed for sale? Do you check?
It is not. I checked.
Okay. So, and there's a lockbox. Interesting. So normal lockbox would be some, it could be somebody selling the property. It could be somebody's trying to rent the property or trying to lease it up or get a vendor in there. So there's a lot of possibilities, but somebody's got something to do with it. Are you an investor or a realtor or both?
Investor.
You might want to get a realtor partner in the area as well to get them on the game too and see what they can find out.
Okay.
But this is where you want to talk to an attorney and find out what the process is. But my guess is if she's on title, you know, you got to talk to her to get the property. Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Sure. Tawana, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Okay. Who else? Somebody was number two.
Hey, what's up, Bill?
Hey,
What's
Cam,
up,
what's
Bill? It's
up?
Cameron. I'm well. How
Cameron,
you
what
doing?
is up, man?
How you doing today, buddy?
Better now that you're here. What's going on?
I love it. I love it. So yeah, just updating you. I'm actually almost done the foundations class. Bruce kind of directed me to doing that section.
Good.
Yeah, just was kind of updating you and. So I made a vendors list. I was been reaching out to vendors and just letting them know, like, hey, you know, this is the business. I haven't given them the pitch, like, hey, do you want to throw down on marketing? And I can put your likeness on the cards and stuff like that. I haven't pitched them that yet, but yeah, I just kind of told them, like, hey, I might be referring you, and you know, it just felt weird, so I haven't pitched it yet, but I will. And yeah, just doing the starting to set up the mailers because I was just doing regular mailers, doing the wholesaling bit, but now I'm just gonna focus more on the probate and you know, yeah, just that was really it.
Okay, so getting ready. So, do you have a game plan in mind with dates as far as when you're going to finish everything?
Oh, 100%. So I want to do everything, have everything situated by the first week in March. I want to send my first batch of mailers. I want to make sure I have my vendors list. I'm gonna spin the block and ask them like, hey, you know, I'm gonna be sending out like my first 500 mailers just to kind of test the waters. I didn't know if you wanted a piece of this. I'll probably kind of freshen it up a little bit, but yeah, for probate at least. And I mean, little stuff like, you know, 10 hours a week of role play. Like listening to 10 hours a week on role play and all that stuff, you know.
Good. Well, and I would just say, you know, the sooner you get stuff done, the better. The more you get it done, the better. Just turn up, man. There's no other solution than getting that stuff out and then talking to people. So, okay. How can we
Yeah,
help you
just
today?
I don't know, I'll think of a bunch of questions once I'm like actually, you know. But for right now, I'm just following the directions you gave me last week. Just stay consistent.
Yep.
Yeah, that's. I mean, no real help. I just kind of have to do things right now. Just send the mailers and continue to call the attorneys and the PRs.
Got to do the do.
Yep, just do it at this point. So, but
Okay, cool.
yeah,
Well,
just
thanks for
wanted to
checking
check
in.
in. Just be a fly on the wall.
Let's stay in and hold us. This used to hold you accountable. Let's come back next week. Maybe next week, let's talk about how many people we talked to this past week, right? Let's count
Absolutely.
them because what gets counted and quantified, we can improve on. So maybe
Absolutely.
next week, come back and say you talked to X number of PRs or attorneys or whatever you're chasing after. Okay.
That's what I'm going to do, and that's my goal. I'm going to set a number, and I'll give you a number next week on how many I called and my goal, and I'll track my KPIs
Fantastic. Cameron, thanks so
to
much,
hold
man.
myself accountable. Thank you,
Good.
Bill.
Let's do this. Thank you. Okay. Next up, Lisa Raymond. And I see another Lisa question in the, a different Lisa in the chat box. So, Lisa Raymond, we'll bring you in. What's going on?
Hi there. I am new to your program. Thank you so much for speaking with me this morning. I'm wondering, I'm trying to build a team of network, and do you recommend actually showcasing whom you're working with on your website so you have your preferred vendor list there? Or do you kind of keep that in your little secret pocket so that these are the people you work with? My brain's kind of wondering, do I try to, I don't know, bring in marketing dollars for them to have showcased on my website? or do I need to have results showing how many transactions I've actually done so that it's more impressive? Just getting my feet wet into this. I have a full-time interior design business, so I only have 2, 3 days a week to develop this business and have it grow. So just trying to do it efficiently and appreciate your guidance on how to work smartly.
So, I think the thing that I would always say is make sure you keep the main thing the main thing. So, when we're in real estate as real estate agents, what's the main thing?
Selling houses.
How do we get people who want to choose us to sell houses? Or
Provide
how do
value.
you get people to choose you and say, is it Lisa or Liza? How do you pronounce your name?
It's Lisa.
Lisa, how do you get people to say, Lisa, I want you to sell my house for me? What do you do that results in that?
I would love to know. I haven't sold a house yet. I was a real estate attorney and I'm segueing into this, so
Got
I'm
it.
just trying to get my feet wet. So I'm new to selling real estate. I
Got
had a
it.
team do that. I handled all the litigation matters.
How do you get people to say, Lisa, I want you to represent me as an attorney?
Mostly from referrals.
What do you do that causes people to want to refer people to you versus the other 10 million attorneys?
I'm dedicated and responsive and professional.
How do you show people who haven't chosen you yet that you are, so they want to work with you? I'm not expecting you to have these answers. These are the key questions. And so you want to do the activities that cause people to say, if you ever saw the movie, I think every attorney's ever seen it, My Cousin Vinny, right? There's a scene where the one cousin says, you're fired. I want you as my attorney. We want customers to say, I want you as my real estate agent. So what's going to cause them to do that? That's your focus, right? So I think that when Chad Corbett in the old training or Bruce talk about in the current training, talk about building your team, I think we always gravitate to whatever sounds like it's less confrontational, less risky, but ultimately less valuable rather than the real work that's going to help us. I talk to vendors every day, not just to put them in my Rolodex as possible vendors. I talk to them because they know people who need to sell property. They know people who need to pick a probate expert to sell the house. And so rather than focus on creating, so you say, do I create a list to keep it secret? No, I literally every interview I can put on my YouTube channel and Facebook and LinkedIn. The opposite of holding the list, I try to tell the whole world I worked with a pest company last week and a wealth management company, an accountant, attorneys. I want people to say, oh my God, Bill Gross talks to everybody in real estate. If you're going to sell a house, you better talk to him. That's what I want people to say. And so the purpose of building and this is for everybody who's listening. The one number one misconception people come out of, not because Bruce doesn't do a great job teaching it, but because we gravitate to the wrong answer. The biggest misconception is I can't get started until I build my Rolodex or my team. It's the opposite. Lisa, if I paid you, if I said to you today, you need to get a drainage inspector for a property in El Cajon. It's 11:30 right now. We need somebody there for inspection at 2 o'clock. Could you do it? Might be hard. I mean, right now, drainage inspectors are really hard to get a hold of. Foundation inspectors, really hard to get a hold of, right? I can tell you personally, I'm getting one on a property that I'm an investor on. It's very hard to find foundation inspectors. Some of them quote 4 weeks out. If I said to Lisa, but I'll pay you $1 million to have somebody there. Are you going to have somebody there at 2 o'clock today? Are you?
Yes,
Yeah. If you have to
absolutely.
drive to a foundation engineering office, pull a gun out, drag a guy in the back of your car, and drive to the property in El Cajon and stick him there with a gun in his mouth for $1 million, you're probably going to do it. Maybe. Right? So you don't need the list to get started. You are the list. The list are the people you're going to delegate to, so you don't have to do it yourself, or you have to look for it later. But the purpose of the list, nice to have, but they're also potential referral sources and potential customers. So would you want to put potential referral sources on your website? Of course you would want to publicize them. Because if they get business because of that, they owe you a thank you. That makes sense?
And how do you get started though? So when you have 10 years of experience in the industry, you have referrals. Now, of course, I have a broker I work with of 30 years. I could always call him for those things I need as I need them. But I'm kind of struggling with how do I get things really moving, so that
Well,
you
two things now.
build
We're not talking about vendors. You're talking about how do you get referral business. Okay.
Yes.
So, and for those of you who listen to me, this is my broken record. You may want to tune me out for a little bit. None of you are going to like to hear this. But the foundation of our business are the people who already know, like, and trust us. Right? So I see you're with eXp like I am. So you have KV Core. Everybody you know, every name, address, phone number, email should be in your KV Core. And you should be talking to those people first. You should call them all. Hey, I'm Lisa. I'm a real estate agent. I'm also an attorney. I'm also I think you said you're an architect. What did you say you do?
Interior design.
Interior designer as well. Just call and check in with you. We haven't talked to you in a while. Make sure, see if I can help you with anything regarding real estate. Right? And talk to them all. And when I took Probate Mastery, when I launched my business 5 years ago, it's exactly what I did. And I had about At the time, I had 700 people in my KV Core database, whatever program. It could be a spreadsheet. It doesn't matter what the program is. It has nothing to do with anything. I got to the D's before I was so busy, I never continued calling again. Now, I do call attorneys that I have personal relationships with. I have a list of 250 attorneys over time I've added to, and I call them every 90 days. I can't call every consumer because there's just too many of them. That's why I use the email and the social media. Okay, but I would start with the people you know, like, and trust first, and just see how you can help them regarding real estate. Make sure they know you do interior design and you're an attorney and you are focused on probate real estate. That makes sense? That's not what you want to hear, is it? Because that sounds like a lot of hard work.
No, not at all. I like that. I think that makes sense. I don't know a lot of people, and I don't have many people in
Well,
it.
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. How long were you an attorney for?
I took a leave of absence. I was
Doesn't
traveling through
matter.
around the world. I don't have any names or numbers. This was 20 years ago. I was an attorney. I never kept any names when in my business back then.
Who does
Yeah.
your hair? Who does your nails? Do you have a doctor? A couple doctors? You have a dentist? Does he have glasses? Who's your optometrist? Everybody you meet, you go to a nice store, you buy a handbag, the salesperson gives you a business card. That goes in your database. Everybody you meet the rest of your life, everybody you know to date, should be in your database. Every person that you like and trust, and they like and trust you. Your interior design clients, do they all know you do real estate?
I have to keep it separate until I quit. Otherwise, it's a conflict, and they will not let me cross market. I can
It's
bring
somebody
my
else's business. It's somebody else's business. Okay, I got that. So just make sure you keep them all, and then there'll be a day when you leave, and you'll let them all know you can help them with real estate. And by the way, you can bring them back to the interior designer's clients as well, right? And they'll like that. Okay. Does that give you a little bit to work on?
It does, yes. Helps get my brain thinking. Thank you.
Good. Lisa, thank you so much. Saul, hand up. No, let's see. Let's get you unmuted. No video, but we'll bring you in. What's going on, Saul?
Hey, Bill. I'm from Washington State, so this question is regarding Washington State.
I just finished reading a great book on the University of Washington crew from the 1936 Olympics. Amazing story, by the way.
I heard
Anyhow,
it's a
what's going
good
on?
movie. I heard it's a good movie, too.
I don't know. It's a movie? I didn't even know. I just
Yeah.
read the book. Oh, wow.
Somebody told me to watch the movie.
Okay.
All right, so my question is similar to the first question you had today, which is in regards to a probate where you want me to start my video?
Can, if you can't, you can't.
Okay. The probate is regarding the spouse and obviously the husband, where the husband had the spouse quit claim the deed to him, so the property was only in his name.
Okay.
Now her lawyer is telling her that she cannot put the name of the property in her name now, and the property's being foreclosed on, so she's under pressure. And she also has the siblings, not the siblings, but the children of the husband's ex-wife coming after her for their hands out to get part of the estate. So
So
she's
that's a
under
little
the
different situation where, and I don't know Washington law, but in California law, the current spouse can quit claim off, but if the spouse passes because she's the spouse, it'll all come to her. But if there's a prior and the prior has kids in California, not giving legal advice, but just my experience is half goes to the kids from the prior marriage and half goes to the new wife through probate.
And that's because she quit claim the deed.
Well, I think the way I would say it is because she had no spousal rights to the property.
Okay.
Her only rights are as a spouse of somebody who died of their assets. So real estate, we have the opportunity to have separate title from the rest of your estate. You can have $1 million in the bank, and that could be considered as the property of the marriage or not. But real estate, we can title it specifically, or in your case, you mentioned she quit claimed off of it. So we don't, then we do the bank count. So bank count, if you had $1 million, she could say, hey, I'm the wife, it's community property, or it's a result of the marriage. And I don't know Washington law, but in California, she probably is going to get it all. But real estate's different. She quit claimed off the property, so that changes the legal status. So
Okay.
again, I'm not an attorney. This is a good question for a I'm sorry, so are you a real estate agent or investor? What's your focus?
Agent
Good
investor.
excuse to talk to an attorney, and ask them this question.
Well, that's
And
the
she,
thing. She fired one attorney already, and this other
there you go.
attorney
She's
she's
looking for
got
another
now
one. Good
is
excuse
telling
to
her the same
call
thing.
other attorneys and ask the question and see if you can help tee them up to be her attorney.
Okay.
Right? But my guess is that she doesn't have any spousal rights to the property. She's just one of the heirs. As a spouse, she gets a percentage as determined by law. Like I said, California is 50-50, but I don't know Washington law at all.
All right. Well,
Call a
thank you.
couple of attorneys and see what they say and see if they have a prospective client for you. Here's the question. Then the smart attorneys, look, I've interviewed a couple hundred attorneys on my channel so far. The ones who do a lot of business, 80% of the business comes from real estate agents. So you need to have a good attorney in your pocket so you can convert this lead from a legal quagmire to here's a solution and help her get on it right away. Now, one of the sources I use is Scrivener.com, Scrivnr.com. And it's like a national service that I've interviewed him on my YouTube channel, the owner of the company, and they have attorneys in a bunch of states. And they obviously can get you answers in this. And they're also much less expensive than a standard probate. So in California, depending on the property, $1 million property might cost the statutory limit's 23,000 in fees. They may charge $5,000 in fees. So it's another way to get the customer some value by saving them some money.
Nice.
Okay.
Yes.
Does
Thank
that
you.
help? Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Next up, did we have another person who asked a question? I see in the chat box. Lisa Young from Fernley, Nevada. Go over what skip tracing is, how it works. I've heard a lot there and unsure of how it works. Okay. So skip tracing is a term for finding somebody that you can contact. So oftentimes we'll have a name and an address, but we'll have a phone number, or the name and a phone number, not an email, or the name and an email, not a phone number. And so skip tracing is the term for finding more information in order to contact somebody. It's done a lot in credit when people are, are owed money. Collection agencies do skip tracing. They're experts at it. There's services where you can upload a database and they will take the ones they can find and add in. They'll append phone numbers or email addresses or whatever. And sometimes you work on them individually. You have a name of somebody and you have their number. And so you put it into like peoplefinder.com. That's skip tracing. It'll come back and give you some potential phone numbers. So skip tracing is the term for researching where you have data, but it's incomplete, and you want to find out complete information to reach them. Hope that answers your question. If not, Lisa, raise your hand and or unmute yourself and jump in. Michael, Nick Fox says, I read in the FAQs, provide probate script to help you get over the fear of cold calling, entire module dedicated to creating your probate USP. So yes, and so you're asking about, is there a script or where do I find the script? So, Lou, if you're on the call, let me see if he's here. I don't see him,
Oh, that
but
was for Lisa, during your conversation.
oh, got it. Okay. So, there is. So, Mick was offering to Lisa or anybody else who's kind of concerned what to do, say that there's scripts available through Probate Mastery that will get you over that fear, and you can read that as a module on how to create a USP and things like that. So, in the training. So, definitely, those are some good resources. Thanks, Mick. Okay, Kim says, "You're so awesome, Bill." Well, thanks, Kim. You left out handsome and charming, and how you break out problems down and help us all. Thank you. I'm glad to help out. Okay. Daryl says the link, the boys of 36. Is that it? That's so interesting because, oh yeah, that's the. That is it. Okay, good. Well, thank you. That's something I'm going to watch. He points out there's a movie on PBS of the book I read. It was a great book, just phenomenal. I'm a reader, so I'm always looking for good stuff to read. But thank you. Thank you so much, Daryl.
Speaking of reading, I just finished The Gap in the Game. Super great book for mind state. In The Art of the Deal by Donald Trump. Those were actually the last two I've read. Right now I'm reading William Zeckendorf, the guy who played real life Monopoly.
Wow.
Yeah.
So feel free to put those in the chat box. Love or hate Donald Trump.
Yeah, I don't care
You got
about
more
all
people
that.
talking about him than anybody. And he was before he ran for president, he was a very well appreciated author and expert on negotiations and sales.
Real estate investor. People forget one of the toughest markets in the world, New York. He was a dominant force for a very long time. So,
I once went to the Liberty Tower recently and went to the top. There's an observation. You can see all of Manhattan. And I saw all the properties that were Trump. I had no idea he had that much. I had no idea.
yeah,
I
he's
mean, you can
different
hate
in.
him. He might, whatever you want to think, you can think whatever you want about him. But as a real estate developer, man, oh man, that guy.
Yeah, I didn't know he was that like, and his dad also was one of those guys. So, yeah, he comes from a long line.
His dad was residential and in Queens, all the towers were all him. Now he got a bit of a start. That's a whole big debate, but still amazing what he accomplished. Okay. I go on and on about that subject. Don't want to cause any strife here, so let's
Yeah, I
move
don't care.
on.
But I didn't know if you had any good books for yourself to you recommend. I have a whole list right now. It's kind of crazy. I don't want to get into the whole list.
Feel free to give us put the list in the chat box. I'm always, looking for more reading material. I mean, I read probably two or three books a month. So I'm just going through real fast. And I like history. I like real life. I find real life much more interesting than anything that novels or stories can never put together. That book, The Boys of 30, I also like stories where there's grit involved and overcoming obstacles. And that story about these young kids who grew up in the state of Washington, what they had to go through in order to win, it was just really very
I know this sounds
inspiring.
crazy. You ever read Great Expectations? It was in high school for me. I love those books.
Yeah, well, Great Expectations is great literature. That's classic. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know how it's on my notes. I don't know how I would put it
Type it in. Type it in. Love to.
there.
Anything you have.
Let me see if I can put the picture on.
Eric Noel, I see a question you got there with your hand up. How can we help you?
Okay, am I muted?
No,
Can you hear
you're.
me?
Hear you loud and clear.
Okay, so I had a question. I'm getting into the probate space, and I was just trying to figure out if there's a way to see how many probate sales are going on in my area. Because I checked the MLS, and I don't know how accurate it is. Because I have to put in probate in the realtor notes, and then just probate. And I don't know how accurate, it is. So I was seeing if there's another way, or if you know of a way to search.
Yeah. So what area do you sell real estate in?
Sacramento.
So Sacramento County, what county are you in?
Yes, Sacramento County.
So you can buy, what I do is I buy probate data. I actually buy from two different vendors and merge it together. I actually scrape data myself and merge it in. because I want to know that. I know that number in mind. I'm in LA County. I know exactly how many there are. I know who the attorneys are on all of them. I know that the date they're filed. And so when people ask me questions, I can give them the actual answer. And I find the data very valuable, not just for leads. In fact, I don't do any cold calling. I don't do any direct mailing. But the data to me is invaluable. So I can figure out who the attorney is and if I'm targeting somebody who's worthwhile or somebody who really needs me to tell them what to do. But definitely foreclosures daily has a probate daily product. If you go to my website, let's see if I have this real quick.
So just to clarify, like as far as the leads, I get those. I was just curious about the sales, like, because we know all the leads do not turn into sales. So I was trying to figure out how many sold probate data is in my area. Because when I did it manually through the MLS, it was 17.
Yeah,
it was like 17. So I was trying to figure out the percentage to see if it's like one or two deals a year or if it's going to be.
Yeah, you're missing the off-market sales that way.
Yeah.
You're missing the realtors who don't mark the data properly. So you can go into public records and search by deed type. And there's a different deed type for a probate deed than there is for a standard deed.
Okay. I didn't think about that. And it allows, so is that a one-off? Or is it like I could do it for 365 days? Do you know?
You can do it for whatever you want.
Oh, okay. So it does have that option. Oh, okay.
Sacramento is a big county, so I don't know. If you can get them all or not, maybe you're limited on whatever service you use. But if you have a title rep, they should be able to get that data for you.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. I'm gonna go that route. I didn't think about that. Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Sure, my pleasure.
Okay.
I'm just curious. Why is he asking that question?
Why is he?
I was asking because I was trying to see how many solds are in my area to determine, you know, the just percentages. So like if there's only 10 being sold annually in my area, then I was trying to, so I'm looking at, okay, the odds of me getting all 10 are probably a lot higher, a lot lower than getting one or two, if that makes sense. So I'm just crunching numbers to see how much it costs to pursue each lead and what are the odds of me getting one, if that makes sense.
That makes sense, yeah. Can you make a career out of and have a good livelihood just getting probate leads in your area?
Yes, and then exactly.
On a consistent basis and what it's going to cost. I was doing the math myself. So if you get 100 leads and you're marketing those 100 every 30 days for 6 months, and then you get another 100 leads in 60 days and you market those, I mean, it's going to keep your marketing budget is going to go up exponentially. And how many deals can you get a year doing this?
Well,
There's two parts. One is both you guys are in counties where there's more than enough to make a living on. Sacramento and San Diego County has way more than you would ever need. If you got 1%, you would have an amazing career. But Lisa, you hit the flip side, which is also true, which is you can't. You know, I've listened to people talk about direct mail and they'll give a flat answer. Oh, mail out 6 times. Well, that sounds good, but if you're getting a couple hundred a month, right? 200 a month times 6, on the 6th month, you have 1,200 plus 5 months old, you have another 1,000, 800, you have like 4,000 at a buck a piece. That's a lot of money per month. So the same answer does not work in San Diego that works in more rural counties. I was an executor of a property of a probate in San Diego County, and I got about 30 different mailers. I got one or two, three or four times, one or two twice, and the rest were all one-offs. So again, you're bringing up the right question, Lisa, which is what's the right marketing strategy that's cost-effective for your particular market? It doesn't matter what's right in mine or in somebody else's. It's your area, and you have to really be very aware of those details. Good point. Okay, thanks. Thanks, Eric, for jumping in there with that. And Lisa as well, thanks for that. So I'm going to go through a few more questions. Natasha said, what is it called? I'm not sure what is it called was referring to. I'm sorry, a little late on that.
Scrivener.
Scrivener, Scrivner.com. Scrivener. And I actually, interviewed the owner on my YouTube channel. And I will see if I can find a copy of it here. Here it is. He had just changed over. I'll put a link in the chat box to a video I did that I think would be available to anybody. You need resources. You need attorneys, but there's multiple types of attorneys. There's probably litigation attorneys, probably administration attorneys, male, female. There's local. There's ones who are different counties. And Scrivener's part. Oops, I've sent that to Dan. I meant to send that to everybody. I did, I guess. One of the ones you should have in your toolbox, and they also serve the country. Okay, so Winston gets a shout out. Wow, Winston, good for you. Good morning from Southern California. Thanks for coming. Cam, got some screenshots. Oh, there's some books. Thank you, Cam. So Douglas says I can't find probate exclusively in my MLS. So that's an interesting question. I'm in themls.com or the combined LA Westside MLS. And we have two boxes, one for probate yes or no, and one court confirmation yes or no. Plus people put it in the keywords. In some MLSs, you don't have any box. And agents put it in the keywords, or they put it in the remarks, or they put it in both, or they put it in neither. So you need to know how your MLS does it. I'd also encourage you to promote within your MLS the best practice. If the best practice is put in keywords, then you might want to bring it to your MLS attention and get a list of properties or probate that aren't being done right and try to get them to get that corrected, because that information is very valuable. Saul, yes, analysis paralysis. Real estate agents specialize in that. Natasha, can somebody spell it again? I think we did that at scrivener.com, and it's in the chat box. There you go. She said thank you, so she's taking care of it. Okay, good. Other questions, comments, challenges, problems, victories? I just got a hot listing lead. It's my latest victory. Literally, not only did I get right before this phone call, I got it a minute into this phone call. Again, sorry for those who were on time and I'm a little bit late. But who's got victories you want to share, or setbacks, challenges you got to deal with, or problems we can help on?
Oh, screw.
Anybody?
Bill, can you talk about your email marketing training if you have a moment? I'd like to learn more about how you use that in your probate. Thank you.
Sure. So I didn't pay her for this, but so I'm a with my business. Wow, the email's not working. That's interesting. Let me get it up and running here. Eventbrite. Yeah. So in addition to my business as a real estate agent, because I'm with eXp, we have a multi-level marketing aspect to our business. I have 45 agents in my downline. And wow. I am looking to build a national network of agents that work with me so I can help them build their businesses. And the topic I coach on all the time, just like I did with Lisa, is what I would call the foundation. You got to start. If you don't have this foundation done, my experience, you're going to work 10 times harder or fail, because it's like building a house and not putting the foundation down properly. The foundation is the collection of everybody you know, like, and trust, knows, likes, and trusts you, and your ability to communicate with them, name, address, phone number, email address, social media connections if you can. And then you can use that tool to communicate with them. One primary tool is email. So it's important to collect all the email addresses and then be able to use email to market out to our database. I do direct mail. I mail monthly to my list of what I call core attorneys that I've worked with on a case or talked to or met. I don't send out anything anymore to consumers, even past clients. I do a lot of email to everybody I've ever met, every realtor, every consumer prospect, you have your attorney, and I do social media, a YouTube channel, the podcast and such. But the foundation of all that is the email. When people say, well, my YouTube channel is not big enough, it's because you're not able to email to support your YouTube channel. If you subscribe to any influencer's YouTube channel of substance, whether it be political news or entertainment, you will get from time to time, if you sign up for it, emails with their latest YouTube or their latest wherever they put their video. That's the powerful channel you have. And if for some reason YouTube was to go away and you have their email, you still have the ability to communicate with them. So to me, it is critical. So I create a program with the idea, because my coach, Grant Cardone, would say that you have to 10 times whatever you're doing. It's hard to do, but with email, I believe you can actually 16 times what you do by doubling your database. Just in talking to Lisa, you can see she doesn't have everybody in the database. She should. Some she can't worry about those, but everybody else we meet should be in the database. We don't email to them often enough. We should double our frequency. There's certain things you can do to double your effectiveness or your engagement with people, and then double your platforms. I used to send an email out to my database. Now I take that email and use it as a basis to record a video, put the video on the email, but separately in that email, I send out to 7,000 people, 40% open it, about 2,800 people open it, but the video goes on YouTube and that gets another 200 views. The email supports the YouTube. And so the email is really the foundation for all of our marketing. Even Probate Mastery sends out emails to promote this call and the other activities. So you really have to have that foundation done. It's not expensive. It doesn't matter what program you have. I happen to be with eXp. You don't need to use KV Core. You can use a spreadsheet. You do need to have an email program. So I create a program. It's a masterclass. It costs $97. I do an hour-long program. And then you get 4 half-hour follow-ups for that price. And so feel free to, if you're interested, sign up. If you don't, that's fine. But I end up coaching on this topic all the time to agents in my downline. And so I just noticed they didn't take it. They wouldn't show up. So I just said, I'll charge for it. And they show up. And then if they're my downline, I reimburse them the money. I don't want to charge people on my downline, but I do get usually another 4, 5, 10 people who join as well. So that's what I do, and go through in detail what you need to do to build your email database. And we get into specifics there.
What's the program called?
I call it Real Estate Email Masterclass. And there's a link in the...
Well, the link is not working.
That's so interesting. You're right. Yeah. And I have it open on my page. How's this? Text or email me and I'll get the right link to you guys to sign up. I'm not sure if Eventbrite's having a problem with their system. I'm looking at the page right here. If you guys just want to email me or text me, I will send you the link to the email masterclass. Be glad to do that. I'm not sure why it's not working. That's so weird. Yeah. Okay. So anyhow, I didn't mean to make an advertisement for that, but people ask about it. And email me at Bill. I'll put my email in the database. Bill at thelaprobateexpert.com. And hopefully we help you that. Okay, good. Other questions, comment? I didn't mean to make a whole big... I guess I did at the end of the day, made a whole advertisement out of it. And I see Doug, you went as well. I'll get that to you. If you guys put your email in, I'll send you an email back. Or if you want to email me, I'd be glad to send you the link once I figure out. We just added 3 more dates, so I'm not sure why that particular thing isn't working. Okay, other questions, comments? Natasha, you want to join eXp? Love to talk to you about that. Reach out to me and we'll set time and we'll go through that. I'd love to add people in every state, have state leaders and help you guys replicate what I did to build my business. That's the goal of it. Again, I don't mean to make an advertisement. If you ask the question, I feel like I should answer it, but glad to talk to anybody who's interested.
Bill, I want to know, how long did it take you to funnel this? Because I have a lot of connections and I seem to really loosen the... concentrate, like say I have talked to people, communicate with people, but I lost the follow-up. And when I did something, I'm like, I know someone here, I forgot who is that, and I don't remember. How do you have your email? My email is just like overwhelmed, and my phone Rolodex is just all over the place. Do you have a way that you can really CIM that or really centralize information that you need, sort out?
I'm not sure I understand your question. They all go into one place. I use, as my program, I use MailChimp for my email. I have a CRM product, and then it connects to MailChimp, and the mails actually go out through MailChimp. I'm not sure I understand your question.
Let's say your contact person, it's not a seller, not prospect, not lead, but like also like your associate or the
mm-hmm.
agent,
mm-hmm.
Title company, lawyer, mm-hmm. or you
mm-hmm.
have. Each
mm-hmm.
one right there.
Mm-hmm.
How do you keep track of them?
When you say keep track, I'm not sure. Everybody who knows, likes, and trusts me, I know, like, and trust, goes in my email database. They all get my weekly email at a minimum. They get my weekly real estate market update. If they're interested in probate, they get an invitation to probate weekly with the links to the replays for that. If they're interested in real estate investing, I have an email I do on that and a podcast on that. So I'm not sure what you mean, but I don't do a lot of follow-up. I don't do any drip campaigns. I don't do any texting. Hey, I haven't heard from you. How are things going? My goal is to talk to so many people that the people who are interested in me will contact me. That's the goal. I want to work with people who want to work with me. So if you want to, fine. You know, I got a couple emails who are interested in my email program. Great, I'll send you an invitation. If you sign up, great. If you don't, I don't really care. It wasn't for you. For whatever reason, it's not for you. I'm okay with that. But I don't really have any follow-up system as such. Now, sometimes when I meet somebody new, I'll set an appointment to kind of do a little interview with them. Like if I meet somebody at a trade show that I think is a good referral source,
mm-hmm.
I'll call them up and maybe offer to do an interview with them on my YouTube channel and put on there. And they're in my database, they're on my YouTube channel. And if they appreciate me, they'll reach out to me or send me some business or something. I don't do much more than that.
So let's say for that reason, you see people like that. You say you have the lead people like real estate or probate or lawyer or title or lead. So you enter manually into your section folder, or how do you keep it? Because I have everybody in my mailbox, but now I don't know how to sort it. That's my problem.
So when you sign up through Probate Weekly, you go into MailChimp with a tag probate.
Mm-hmm.
When you sign up for my real estate investing podcast, you go in the database, and it also will add the tag for real estate investing.
I see.
If you sign up as a realtor, you'll go to my database and it'll add the tag realtor. So you might have a tag realtor and probate and investor, or one or two of those three. It doesn't really matter to me because you've signed up for it and it tags you. And theoretically, it's going to send you the material that's appropriate for what you're interested in.
Okay. Thank you.
And for those who ask, I'll give you, I got a lot of questions about me, so I appreciate that. I have a link tree, which is the easy way to put all my links. linktr.ee/BillGross if you're interested. And then my YouTube channel, I'll give you guys a little trick. My YouTube channel is at Bill Gross Probate, but the link in there, if you look at my link, it's at Bill Gross Probate /sub.confirmation=1. If you use that format for your link on your channel, when the person goes to your channel, it recommends them to subscribe. A little trick to increase your subscription rate. But at Bill Gross Probate is my YouTube channel. Gosh, I love talking about me. I could do this all day long. Cam, thank you. Massachusetts state leader, love to. Let's talk about that. And Natasha says she'll reach out. Thank you. And Rush, I have your contact info. Natasha Sanders, reach out and let's talk.
I'm going to friend request you on Facebook, Bill.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to shoot you a friend request on Facebook.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Awesome sauce. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Lisa said, if you have a CRM like KV Core, you enter the email in the CRM, designate them into categories, sphere, attorney. Yeah. So I would say there's categories and there's tags. People have multiple tags. So I find some people are realtors and investors and interested in this, this, and this. sometimes there's things that they're a consumer and they're not an attorney, or they're an attorney, not a consumer. So those would be categories versus in my lingo, tags. Green Lecture says, is real estate cold calling dead? No, a lot of people do it. I don't think you should cold call until you already are reaching out to everybody you know, because spoiler alert, when you cold call people and meet them, you've got to do something with them to stay in touch with them. That goes in your database with all the people you already know. So if you're not redoing that, you're going to cold call the rest of your life. You're not going to build a business. So that's why I think it's so important to build that foundation. And then your cold calling gets added on top of your foundation, and all those leads will go into that. Okay, we got 1 minute left. Last question, comment, success. I think Eventbrite's website's down, to be honest, because I'm going to their eventbrite.com and even that's not working. So I think it's a service. I think that link I gave was good, but those of you who sent me your links, I'll go ahead and send you an email once we verify it's up.
Hey, Bill, sorry to interrupt you. I do have a question. So I'm new at this probate thing. You know, I'm a realtor, and I wanted to know, what would you recommend me to do to go, you know, to contact attorneys? Because I wouldn't know what to tell them to begin with. Hey, I do probate. You know, I'm a realtor. I do, you know, what would you say if you were new with the experience you have? You know, if you were me, what would you do to get a few attorneys, you know, to send you business?
Well, and again, I wouldn't cold call them. So let me ask you, how long have you been in real estate?
20 years.
As a realtor, investor?
As a realtor, yeah.
So the first thing I would do is, I assume, if you've been in business 20 years, you should have about 2,000 people in your database.
Okay.
You have your database put together?
Well,
and for those you're listening, I'm going to always bring it back to that, because that's the foundation.
Yeah.
I'm always... know, hold on, let me just finish up, George. I'm sorry. Sure. Everybody's listening here. If this bores you, I'm sorry. It all goes back to the foundation. You got to start with that. So how many have your database, George?
Well, I haven't been working my database, to be honest with you.
Sure.
I've been a little bit lazy regarding that. And I've had numerous people say, hey, you know, work your database. I'm with Keller Williams, so we use Command.
Or you don't use Command, as it turns out.
Yeah, you're right.
So here's the thing I would say to you. Number one, get everybody in your Command or wherever you're going to put it, or use MailChimp or whatever you're going to use.
Okay.
You're going to find some of them are attorneys. You already know, you've been in business 20 years, you should have 20,000 people or 2,000 people in your database. Maybe you have 500 when you put it together. If you download, and what I do in the masterclass is download from your phone, your email, your old email, your zip forms or your SkySlope, whatever you guys use for your transaction database. Every you ever talk to, you're going to have people, and there's going to be people there already who are attorneys. Start with them. Then you're going to find that you have customers where you worked with a husband and he owned a construction company. He didn't tell you his wife is an attorney, or he didn't tell you his wife is a paralegal at the largest probate attorney office in your area. George, where do you sell real estate?
Miami.
You don't know this, but I am sure that in 20 years, you've dealt with an attorney or a paralegal at large probate law offices. You just don't know who they are. And so what you got to do is build a database, put in some content about probate, and what will happen is, and call them all, and just, I'm here to help you with real estate. By the way, one of the areas I've added recently is probate. Is this something that ever comes up? You ever get questions or family members? And you're going to get somebody who's going to say to you, George, I promise you this. They're going to say, you know, it's funny you say that, because my wife is a paralegal. My husband is a probate attorney. You didn't know that. You just knew the wife, and she worked at the car place where you got the lead, and you never found out that he's an attorney at a probate firm. And so that's why I say that you have to start with that. And then two, as you create value to your database, put in data, put in content, either how to avoid probate or what to do if you're in probate. And your net customers are going to reach out to you and say, hey, George, I saw you post this thing about probate. Turns out my uncle passed away. My cousin has his property. Can you help him? That's how you do it. So to answer your question, I wouldn't cold call him. Why? You already have a database. You should have one of 2,000. Okay, put it together and start off with a couple hundred, 500. Start working that. That's the low-hanging fruit. We think buying the data and cold calling attorneys sounds easier, but they don't know you like you or trust you yet. You already have people who do. Start with them. Then add in probate content and then start soliciting attorneys after that. Okay. Okay. I know I'm a broken record on that, but man, that is the fastest, easier way is to start with that. I promise you. If you get probate leads and there's not an email address, how do you get current email addresses? Well, when I talk to them, I ask them for their email address. Or I put content out that links them to my Facebook page, and the Facebook page asks them for their email address. That's how I get them. Okay, thank you, everybody. Anyone correct? Fine. Can you post the meeting notes again? I just got signed out by mistake. I don't have the meeting notes. Direct message to Bill. Thank you. Thank you. Easy REO. Okay, thank you. Okay, I think we're done, everybody. Thank you so much. Have a great week. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.